Hello?
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Matthew?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi, Matthew. How's your day?
Oh, not too bad.
Wonderful. Well, we actually left off with our interview yesterday, and is this a good time to continue the interview?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, actually, we left off with the call tracking feature, and that you've agreed to opt into it. You still remember that?
The
call tracking number? Yeah.
Now, what does that mean? Because can you go over that again?
Sure. That's fine. Now, for the call tracking number, what it does is it'll allow you to monitor exactly how many calls you get from our marketing campaigns. Now, all the calls can go directly to your phone, and the number can be changed at any time. The number will still be a local area phone number, and that should still start with the current area phone number that you have, which is, of course, 512. It also comes with a call tracking reporting, which allows you to track and monitor the calls that you receive from our client dashboard. Now, most importantly, the call tracking number helps to reduce scam calls and the majority of telemarketers. Do you think you can benefit from a call tracking number?
Probably, but I like to keep the phone number on Google the same.
Okay, so you're not gonna opt into it, correct? So we'll still keep it 512-450-3066.
Yes.
Okay, for sure. And so we're not gonna do that. And also at the same time, we do not see here any I would say any website. And for sure, we can create you a new one. Okay. Now, when it comes to a website. We need to get you a domain. And we highly recommend that we get you a domain name that is specific to your business name. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, so I have somebody working on a website right now. And mm-hmm. I think Danny told me yesterday that for now, since I don't have a website, they're going to do something.
Yes.
Something else, maybe, just for the mm-hmm. time being.
For sure. Actually, that would be a yes, because we highly recommend that there is a website. Okay? There must, actually, not just a recommendation, but there must be a website when it comes to marketing, you know, businesses or promoting businesses online. So definitely CarterSepticSolutions.com may not be available because you might have it. Would you like to go for a .co, .net, or .pro email? I mean, domain?
I'm not sure. Now, does that come with what I've purchased, or
yes.
is that?
Yes, okay. It's included in the package.
We can do, what'd you say, .net?
Sure. We can go for CarterSepticSolutions.net. Okay. So we'll get that domain. Okay, this is for your temporary website, but just in case you want to own that domain moving forward, that'll be available for sale at $99. But that is if you own it. If not, then you don't have to pay for anything. Okay? Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, sure. So we got that domain, and also the next step, the email address we do have here, that's carterssepticsolutions@yahoo.com. Correct as well? Okay. Now all you have to do is to make sure that you do check your email often, as we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and aside from that, too, the next step, let's just move forward with your keywords. Now, when we say keywords, these are actually services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And as far as what I do see here, you mainly do septic services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you do have here very few keywords that are most, of course, relevant to your business, but please let me know if you want to add more to it. Okay, we do have septic services, septic tank inspection, septic pumping, septic tank pumping.
Yeah. And
you want to add more?
Yeah, repairs, installations.
Septic installation, septic tank repair and septic tank installation. Is that it? Okay, what else?
And then we can do, we can put on there commercial, residential.
Okay, also. So this is both for commercial and residential.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Let me cheat for a second and then try to go look at another septic company. See what they have. Yeah, so we can do conventional aerobic lift stations.
Very conventional. And then?
Aerobic, A-E-R-O-B-I-C.
Okay. And then?
Lift stations.
Lift stations.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What else?
Let's see. Can put drain fields.
I'm sorry, drain?
Yeah. So it's going to be drain, D-R-A-I-N-F-I-E-L-D.
Mm-hmm. D-R-A-I-N, drain field. Okay.
Yeah. You can put, see, we already have repairs.
Now, when we say drain field, is it installation of drain fields? Repair of drain fields?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking like keywords and stuff like that. I mean, you know, if somebody typed in drain field repair or something like that, and we do unclog, drain, like that.
Okay, like drain, unclogging. What are you trying to unclog?
Their drain, like from their house.
Okay. Unclogging drains? Drain unclogging?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
That's all I can think about right now.
Okay, for sure. That's actually not a problem, no. Actually, when it comes to that, what we are going to do is we'll be sending you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. Okay, so if you do have time, you could definitely check it out. And if ever you do find a need to, you know, to make necessary changes, just please respond to that email with the proper adjustment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And aside from that, to the next test, let's just proceed with a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business?
I mean, I don't think so. But
mm-hmm. Okay. That's yeah. Fine. How about free estimates? Do you do that?
What was that?
Free estimates. Do you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you're all good with free estimates. How about discounts? Do you offer discounts?
Military discounts.
Okay. So you offer discounts to military. What else?
I guess maybe some first responders on there.
Okay, military first responders. And? Or that's just it?
Yeah.
Okay. But when it comes to the prices that you have, how would you like to describe it? Are they affordable and competitive? Fair and competitive, or just affordable, or probably just competitive, maybe?
Yeah, we can put on there affordable and competitive.
Okay, affordable and competitive. And is this a family-owned or locally owned and operated business?
Yes, it's a family and locally owned.
Okay. For sure, so that's family and locally owned and operated. So here's what we're going to have for you then. You do free estimates. We offer discounts to military and first responders. You have affordable and competitive prices. This is actually a family-owned and operated business. And we're also going to add that you provide superior service. You offer quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. How's that?
Sounds great. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. And by the way, do you have a mission statement?
No. Did you do those?
Well, we can actually provide you one, but I would say it's generic and that, you know, we can use it for the meantime because this is something that we will be putting on your website. And at any point, it could come up your own mission statement. Then we can always get this changed. Okay, so what I do have here is that Carter Septic Solutions, LLC, our mission is to provide high-quality services to clients with great customer satisfaction. Is that going to be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how about a tagline or a slogan? Do you have one, like a catchphrase?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How about we start off by saying customer satisfaction is our top priority?
Yeah.
Okay. And aside from that, too, in terms of your business, how many years have you been in business? Or I would say, when did you establish your business?
2020.
Okay, that's 2020. But how many years of experience do you have?
10 years in the wastewater industry.
Okay, wonderful. That's 10 years of experience. And also, how many people work for your company? Now, for this one, this doesn't really have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate number of how many people actively participate in the operation of your business.
As far as right now, just two. I've got me and an helper.
That's two. And don't worry, because that is something that we do keep confidential. We do not in any way disclose it. All right?
Alrighty.
Okay. And aside from that, too, in terms of your Google business profile, I do see that the business is located in Lulling, Texas. Do you have other cities that you want to target? Like, I would say 5 or 10 cities maximum. Or if you want to do counties, we can do counties as well.
Okay. So it's going to be Luling, Lockhart, Gonzales.
Okay, Luling, Lockhart. Hold on. The Lockhart, and then the other one is?
We'll do Luling, Lockhart, Gonzales.
Gonzales.
Seguin.
Hold on. Gonzales, and then the other one is?
Seguin.
Sorry, can you spell that? Oh, Seguin, is that Seguin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then?
Let me look at the ones I've already put.
Sure.
Down.
Well, what I do have here is Gonzales, Wilder, Kingsbury, McKinney, Seguin, San Marcos, New Braunfels, Nixon, Dale, Bastrop, Lockhart, and Lulling. Are these all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. So we'll make use of that. But also when it comes to your Google Ads campaign, how many mile radius would you want to go for?
I think it's 50, 75 mile radius.
Okay, so 50 miles or 75 miles. Now, here's what I can really let you know. Here at Local Splash, the best that we do recommend is actually for us to start with about 30 miles. That's the best we recommend because we wanted to make sure we get you established first before expanding. But definitely, moving forward, you could go as far as you want us to go.
Okay.
So we'll just start off with 30 miles and later on expand. How about your business? Are you licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have your license number with you?
Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
So I've got, I mean, there's several different things, like as far as like the pumping and stuff like that. I've got a GCQ registration and then like my installer license.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Can I have it?
Find it real quick.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? Can I have it? Can I have the license number?
Yeah, give me a second. Let me find it. I'm looking up on the PC. But...
Sure.
License, occupational, individual, speech, and Carter. All right, it's going to be OS0036486.
Okay, that's OS0036486.
Yep.
Okay, and also when it comes to your business, what are your hours of operation?
We can put on there, I don't know if we can put,
Yeah?
I'm trying to think.
Are you trying to say 24/7?
Yeah, I'd like to do it 24/7.
Sure, we can do that. But do you have your emergency services available?
Yeah, after hours. Okay. After hours service, call for availability. Because sometimes I'm not always able to go out to the job, like my truck's full or something. Like,
yes.
I've already... Okay.
Yeah, totally understand. And don't worry, we can list you as the hours being 24/7, and we'll also put the emergency services are available. Now, aside from that, too, what types of payments do you accept?
What types of what?
Payments. You know, payments, the cash, checks, credit
cash,
cards.
All of the above.
Okay. But how about PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle?
You can put on there, I think I've got Venmo, Cash App, Zelle.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and add those three. Okay. And also, we did go over Google, and we saw that you currently have a Google business profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the Google Business Profile does have that number ending in 3066. So with that, we highly would need you to add us as a manager to your Google Business Profile. So we can go ahead and optimize it.
Okay.
Okay. Are you able to do that now? I mean, I would highly recommend that you use a laptop or a desktop if you are going to do so, because not all features are available in the mobile app.
Okay. Yeah, let me get on my laptop real quick.
Okay, sure. That's fine. Just let me know once you're in your laptop. Okay, just let me know once you're logged in.
Okay. So I guess I go to add users.
Yeah, so you got that correct. Just click on add users, and then it's going to ask you to enter a name or an email, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a set of numbers. Just type it in there, and a pop-up will show. Okay, so just type in 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200.
Local splash.
Yes, you got that correct. So click on the pop-up and make sure that under role, you select manager before you click on invite.
You just put manager?
Yes, manager.
And then just click invite?
Yes. And once I receive that invite on my end, I'm going to go ahead and get that accepted as well. Okay. Did you click on invite?
Yeah.
I have it here. Carter Septic Solutions, LLC, and I did accept that for sure. We'll go ahead and move forward to optimize that Google Business Profile. Now, aside from that, too, in terms of your Google Business Profile, it does give you the option to interact with your customers through messaging. And definitely, this is going to allow you to receive service requests, answer questions, and, of course, set appointments. Would you like to have your Google Business Profile messaging feature turned on?
Is there a way to forward that to my phone number or no?
Well, actually, it's only, you receive it via the application, not to any phone number or so. It's going to be on the application. So you have to download the Google My Business app on your phone.
Okay. We'll just keep that turned off for now. I'd rather get a phone call or text message.
That's fine. And don't worry, you can always toggle this one on and off. So if ever you wish to have it turned on, just let us know.
Okay.
And also, just to really confirm, do you happen to have any other location, or is this just the only location that you have for the business?
As far as what? For the advertising?
No, not really for the advertising, but the business itself. Do you have other branches, other locations that you do have for the business? Okay.
Nope.
So this is one. And with that, I would say we do have all the details that we need, and we'll move forward and send this to our provisioning team. Now we have two options for you. The first one is going to result in your business being sent to all public directories that we do have. Okay, I'm sorry, the first one is going to result in your business being sent to prominent directories or being prominently displayed to quality directories. This includes Google, Facebook, Bing, and Yelp. Okay, so those are the main ones. Now, also at the same time, the second option is going to result into getting your business to all public directories that you do have. And while that does get you listed in all those directories, it's more of like a broader approach, in that though we reach more directories, many of which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. That is why we highly recommend that when we do start, we start off with the first option and get you with Google, Facebook, Bing, and Yelp. Are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get you the first option then, but just to also double check, would you like us to publish you on Yelp?
Sure.
So we can publish it in Yelp, correct? And don't worry, this is included in the package that you paid for.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll create your new one. How about Facebook? Do you happen to have a Facebook business page?
Not yet.
Okay, would you like us to create you one?
Sure.
Okay. But when it comes to creating a Facebook business page, what we are looking for from you is your personal Facebook. Do you have a personal Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, you need to provide us the URL. The reason behind that is we need to add you as an admin. So you gain full access you know, access to the Facebook business page that we will be creating. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And since you're in front of the computer already, you might as well pull up your Facebook, you know, Facebook personal page, and then provide me your URL. Are you going to be using a laptop, or are you going to be using a mobile app and getting into Facebook?
I'm going to be on my mobile app.
Okay, sure. Just let me know. Go to your profile.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know where the URL is located?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, was it me?
Do you know where it's at right now?
Yeah, of course. Just go to your profile.
Okay.
Okay, and once you're in your profile, below your picture, you would see add to story, edit profile, and the three dots, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, click on the three dots.
Okay.
Okay, now once you click on the three dots, it's going to bring you to a different page. It's going to be some sort of settings. Look at the bottom part. You should see your Facebook or your profile link. That's what you need to provide us.
The profile link.
Okay, can you read it out loud?
I'm still looking for it. You said it was just on this about page. I see contact info, my phone number, the email.
No, go back to your profile.
Just on the profile?
Yeah, go back to your profile where you see your cover photo, your, I would say, what else? Your photo.
Okay. So it's,
okay.
So it's all the stuff, you know, Facebook.com, it's / Matthew, MATTHEW, dot Carter, dot 3956.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Again, that's Facebook.com/ Matthew.Carter.3956.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm thinking I got the correct one. Yeah, I'm seeing your photos. And sure, this is definitely the correct one. We got the correct address. Okay. So we'll add you as an admin right away. Don't worry. Now, aside from that, too, just to also go over with one of very highly recommended product that we do have what we call Facebook ads. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Now here at Local Flash, actually we found the need to be promoting businesses via social media. So with that is why we've actually formed a team of specialists that are certified by Facebook to create, run, and manage the ads. Okay? Those are going to be what's going to happen, and that they're able to make use of that very specific targeting feature. Okay, so we can customize the audience based on interest, demographic, and behaviors. And with Facebook ads, the good thing about it is that we can target the exact users that are actually searching or interested in the services that you provide. And at the same time, you know, Facebook will show your ads to users in the specific locations that you are wanting to target. Now, there is also an ad call to action that can be customized to send customers to message you, call you, or visit your website. And with that, we can offer our ad certified team to create professional ads that are, professional ads that would definitely attract potential customers. How it works in Facebook is that they do have a pay-per-click service, and on an average, Facebook charges in between 30 to 40 cents per click for us to use the platform. This is so you can set up a monthly budget that goes towards these ads. And for as low as $100, it can last you a full month in both Facebook and Instagram ads. But the good thing about this is that it does not come with any commitment, so you can modify or discontinue at any point. Rest assured, this is going to allow you to see, this is going to allow you to reach out to more customers, build brand awareness, and of course, it's very beneficial towards brand recognition and a great opportunity to take advantage of this very important platform. Plus, it does help out a lot in creating that dominant online presence. Okay, so there are actually two options for you on this one. You could either do one-time $100 to see how it's going to be working for you, and then you decide afterwards if you want to go ahead and move forward to Facebook ads, or you can do a monthly $100. But of course, we've been getting really good responses when it comes to Facebook, and that, you know, we're getting positive returns. So we're also looking forward for that on you as well. Especially that when we do both Facebook ads and Google ads, like target both Google and social media, it's definitely going to be, you know, a very good strategy. Would you like to opt into Facebook ads as well to promote the business in there?
Let's hold off on that for now.
Sure. That's totally okay, but at any point, you could always opt into it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And with that, I would say you're all set. You're going to be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. So as I mentioned earlier, the first email, that'll be your keywords email. So please review them. If you want to go ahead and make any changes or add any other keywords, just please respond to that email with the changes that you want. Now, also, you'll be receiving your photos email. So if you do have pictures of your completed work, you can use these for your Google listing and also for the website we will be creating. Now, please make sure to send us at least 20 pictures or follow the criteria on the email. They should have a wide angle and a high resolution. And if you do have a logo, please include it in the pictures too. Aside from that, you will also be receiving an email with your login credentials to your client dashboard. Now, that's definitely going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's also mobile-friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Now, your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. Another email will also be the rest of the update, so please make sure that we do check it out from time to time. All right? Okay. And if ever you're all good with those emails, Matthew, let me just tell you more about the time frame and what you need to expect. Now, if you're a local flash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Okay, your Google ads, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. You will also submit your business information and the content that we created to directories and will optimize your Google listing once it has been verified. You should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with, you know, with more online presence. And it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, and along with others. And please take note that any solicitor calls or text messages requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google listing are scam calls. So if you happen to have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive. And definitely, this is going to conclude our interview for today. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you happen to have any questions I can help you out with?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good to go.
Okay, for sure. But if ever you do have questions moving forward, you could always just email us or reach out to us via phone. Our client support phone number is 877-635-6225, and you'll be receiving our contact information via email. Our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Mondays through Fridays. We're also available through text message, and you can schedule appointments with us at your convenience. Now, please look out for emails and updates from us in the next few days, and also please expect a call from us in the next few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, once again, this is Catherine, and Local Slash wants to thank you for your business. We really do look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. You have a wonderful day.
I do. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.